chapter 4b. Recalling everything that the Lord had done, he besought the Lord and said,
O Lord God, Almighty King, all things are in your power, and there is no one able to oppose you when it is your will to save Israel. You made heaven and earth and every wonderful thing under the heavens. You are the Lord of all, and there is no one who can resist you, Lord. You know all things. You know, O Lord, that it was not out of insolence, nor pride, nor desire for fame that I acted in this way, by refusing to bow down to the proud Haman. I would have gladly kissed the soles of his feet for the salvation of Israel, but I acted as I did so as not to place the honor of man above that of God. And I will not bow down to anyone but you, my Lord, and it is not out of pride that I am acting in this manner. And now, Lord God, King, God of Abraham, spare your people, for our enemies plan our ruin and are bent upon destroying the inheritance that was yours from the beginning. Do not spurn your portion, which you redeemed for yourself out of Egypt. Hear my prayer. Have pity on your inheritance and turn our sorrow into joy. Thus we shall live to sing praise to your name, O Lord. Do not silence those who praise you.
All Israel, too, cried out with all their strength, for death was staring them in the face. And Queen Esther, seized with mortal anguish, likewise had recourse to the Lord. Taking off her splendid garments, she put on garments of distress and mourning. In place of her precious ointments, she covered her head with dirt and ashes. She afflicted her body severely. All her festive adornments were put aside, and her hair was wholly disheveled. Then she prayed to the Lord, the God of Israel, saying,
My Lord, our King, you alone are God. Help me, who am alone and have no help but you, for I am taking my life in my hand. As a child, I always heard from the people of the land of my forefathers that you, O Lord, chose Israel from among all peoples, and our fathers from among all their ancestors, as a lasting heritage, and that you fulfilled all your promises to them. But now we have sinned in your sight, and you have delivered us into the hands of our enemies, because we worshipped their gods. You are righteous, O Lord, but now they are not satisfied with our bitter servitude, but have covenanted with their idols to abolish the decree you have pronounced, and to destroy your heritage, to close the mouths of those who praise you, and to extinguish the glory of your temple and your altar, to open the mouths of the heathen to acclaim their false gods, and to extol an earthly king forever. O Lord, do not relinquish your scepter to those that are not. Do not let them gloat over our ruin, but turn their own counsel against them, and make an example of the man who instigated this against us. Be mindful of us, O Lord. Manifest yourself in the time of our distress, and give me courage, King of gods and ruler of every power. In the presence of the lion, put persuasive words in my mouth, and turn his heart to hate our enemy, so that he and those who are in league with him may perish. Save us by your hand, and help me who am alone and have no one but you, O Lord. You know all things. You know that I hate the glory of the pagans, and abhor the bed of the uncircumcised or of any foreigner. You know that I am under constraint, that I abhor the sign of grandeur which rests upon my head on days when I appear in public. I abhor it like a polluted rag, and do not wear it in private. I, your handmaid, have never eaten at the table of Haman, nor have I graced the banquet of the king, or drunk the wine of libations. From the day I was brought here till now, your handmaid has had no joy except in you, O Lord, God of Abraham. O God, more powerful than all, Hear the voice of those in despair. Save us from the power of the wicked, and deliver me from my fear.